properly adjourn the previous special meeting. So I just want to make note in the minutes that because there was more than time for the recorder to get turned on, but that we did make a motion to come out of executive session. That Mr. Chairman, you
policy that the rating starts July 1, 2021. It's a little complicated, but we would be paying our fee for the TPA services in this resolution. And there's also involved in this a estimated refund that we would get of the after the service fees because of our rating that we get with this group. So I will start with the resolution. This is resolution number 2021, and Robin, this is the number.
It's 2021-053.
A resolution to authorize participation in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program for BWC. Whereas the Franklin Township has received an offer to participate in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program effective July 1, 2021 for the enrollment period of January 1, 2022 through December 31, 2022. And whereas participation in the program are not guaranteed and subject to the group's performance and may save Franklin Township upwards of $49,437 after service fees. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to sign the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program Agreement via CareWorks of Ohio Managed Care and CareWorks Top Management, also known as Sedgwick, as a third-party administrator, TPA, for the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, BWC, insurance program. The fiscal officer, Section 2, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the service fee of $11,550 from appropriations in the general fund. And so we would need to have a motion.
Okay, so we need just a discussion on this, if I may. So what we're doing, is this a secondary source so that we're saving the money by not, is it a vendor or BWC? Is that how that works, Mary?
They are an administrator of the BWC program for the employer. So they manage all of our claims. They follow the paperwork. They appear at hearings at the BWC representing us. So, and their goal is to also ensure that the medical side related to injuries is also managed.
So we have a choice if we want to go through them or equal coverage if we use another source. Is that correct?
Part others, but it's a, I can't really explain it very well, I'm afraid. They are the ones who have managed in the past, and they have represent a lot of other employers. I believe they manage about 87% of Ohio.
So what I'm asking,
there are other choices.
Right. But cost efficiency, is this the best that we offer versus going straight? It's almost like, for instance, you get your power from AEP, and then if you go with another agency, it's still going through AEP, but yet you're paying a lower rate. Or is this the same thing that we're basically having another agency that's handling the BWC?
Yes, it's just it's very typical. I don't know of anyone who does it themselves.
Yeah.
And they save us about $50,000 and we're managing just a refund in managing our claims. So we're paying $11,000 to get $50,000.
Okay.
Yes. I think most of the members of the Township Association members all are a party to the center and the things. So And I didn't know what the percentage was, but I knew that Sedgwick had handled it, and the great position of the chief plants and something was affected with that at this stage. So I imagine with that being handled, you know, without a large reward, utilizing that, that's going to be the best deal we can get. But it's my thing. Obviously, research statements, and I would say so.
So, Mr. Chair,
I also would like to add a motion.
Okay. Now, let me just clarify just one thing, Mary. Their terms starts and ends in July of each year. Is that correct?
No, it's actually for next year, but they start the rating period July 1. So they start looking at their experience rating.
Okay. All righty. But our pay period is actually July to July. Is that correct? And I'll hold up. Well, if we just pay 12 months July to just do the next July, I guess. Okay. All righty.
So wait a second. It is due now.
Ralph, did you accept it on the floor? Mary presented it. Somebody has to accept it.
Yes.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would also like to add some information here about what happened in 2020 as far as our claim. And it's good news. Considering the thousands of runs that fire make and the thousands of runs that the police are on and the excessive amount of time and all the equipment that the road department works with and so forth, out of that whole year, we had only 8 injury claims. And we had only 30 days away from work, and many of them had none, so a total of 30 days out of those 8. And there were 86 days of one individual with job transfer or restrictions. So we did work with restrictions. So it's very good, but really shows how they helped us with this TPA, CWC TPA really helped us in our claim management.
No question. If I may just add on something there, Mary, also, I think the quality of our employees, our firefighters, too. They do work
yes.
hard.
Actually, that's my point. Yes, they have done a beautiful job. That shows that they've been doing safety training. They are following through on what they're being taught. It's amazing. I've never seen such a low number for
I don't ever recall seeing any lower percentage than that, that's for sure. And that's just a little bit of information for, you know, I don't mind to say it in a meeting, some of our adversaries, you know, township adversaries that, you know, reject and say the fire department, this, that, and no good, and so on and so forth. You know, the guys, say something good about the good things we do. There's a few people that really attack us on the fire department. And I like for them to be aware of some of the good things we do. Of course, we work with not enough people and so forth. And I'll tell you, I happen to know a few of those guys, and they go a little above and beyond the call of duty. So,
We have situations where they were going into buckets and removing people who were bedridden or chair-ridden, and, and then also just what happens as far as the, this includes like accidents where our policemen, our cars are hit and are demolished. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is pretty amazing. This is a wonderful number.
Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, if I guess some of those people, it gets pretty radical. There's only a few that really do, but the ones that do get very radical, then I just get sick of it, honestly. I think it's a pretty class act for the pharmacy that fire people we do have and the type of job that they do, the work they get done. So,
I think where I was trying to give the credit with our TPA is how they manage the claims medically right away. They are immediately getting the proper treatment upon the occurrence and then the follow-up care, which is allowing them to get well faster.
And we need an auditor of the plane on the way we found the plane. So that's good news. Maybe the chief knows something I don't, but I haven't heard of any of that. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, the next resolution is regarding the engagement under number 8 for Jeff Lopez. This is be it resolved by the Board of Trustees. Oh, I'm sorry, I think it's the resolution number, Robin.
Okay.
It'll be 50. What are we at here?
054. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves an engagement letter for Jeffrey G. Wilczek, CPA, independent contractor for services to include 1. Assist in reconciling the 2020 and 2021 financial records of the bank. 2. Consult on budgetary compliance issues affecting 2021. 3. Assist in reviewing the transactions identified in the reconciliation work completed by the Auditor of State Local Government Services Division for the years 2017 through 2019, and 4, meet weekly with Mark Potts, Township Administrator, to review the engagement progress. The fees are not to exceed $7,500 for 200 hours of service billed periodically to the Township at the rate of $37.50 per hour. The work completed is subject to review and acceptance by the Township System Officer. And like a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
We also need to put in there at the board's discretion because there can be other things that we may have them look at. So I would like to see the language as the board's discretion.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
You think that's always the case, but yes, I agree.
Is that the reason I so moved on the motion?
I'll second it.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick update on our progress. We have 2017, I believe just about everything reconciled. We are working on a few invoice because we had a few PNC credit card statements that we couldn't find the invoices to, but I believe we may have them all at this point. So that's going to be great as far as we don't expect really any recoveries by Auditor of State that I'm aware of now. There may be other things that they'll find, but from what they've asked us, I believe we're in good condition for that. So that's really good news. We are in 2018. We are working on getting some credit card statements, which also statements, and they're finding the invoices, even if they have to call the vendors to get them. So there is a large amount there as well. So we have somewhere close to 500 something to 600,000 right now out of the 1.74 million that we should not be subject to recovery. So that's a huge amount, and we spent the ribbon to find quite a bit of it for the 2019 year. We've done the work on it. It's one of the better years since, actually, it was after Robin came on and we started getting better processes in place in 2019. So, I mean, fairly good news. I wish I had more figures I could give you, but it's definitely an improvement.
So what number?
And considering what we've spent on the so far on the consulting side and what we've recovered, it's more than paid for itself.
So what is the number so far that if they could not find anything else that they would be under recovery? Where are we down to? Because it was a high number, and now we're down.
Just based on the bank reconciliation, it was at $1.74 million. And it's about $575,000, I think. I'm just guessing on that. I'm not completely positive on that number because it moves every day as we find things. So that's around $800,000 we're still looking at.
I know the road department with the credit card statements and stuff, Mr. Stevens, definitely took upon itself to go through a lot of the boxes and marry up and match up with those, and I believe those were all accounted for, is that correct?
I think he had a couple of years later on that weren't there. So, but I read the people that they were probably going to get 100% of those.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Mary. Have a good night, sir. Thank you very much.
We
need to
move on it and close and
have them
more. That was a good deal. So, yeah, I thought we voted on that. Yeah, did you make the real
call? We did, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm the one having trouble tonight. Sorry. It's been a long week, all right. This cat's been giving me fits tonight. It's wanting to buy it and stuff. He jumped up on the table where I'm at not long ago, so. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I have one more resolution, number 2021-055. And this is the engagement letter for FMLA, that's Family Medical Leave Act, third party administrators, that would begin on July 1, 2021. Let me just explain a little bit about this. What we have, actually quite a few people. I think there were five at one time, and might be, depending on which ones have ended, there could be up to seven right now, but seven applications in the end of last year and beginning of this year. And this is a highly regulated and litigious, meaning legal issues can occur because of confusion or improper methods used, or even rights violations and so forth. So our attorney, the township attorney, has suggested we get a third-party administrator, and we actually referred to one through Brian Lenzo, who found a company that is very reasonable compared to our, we looked at other competitors, and they were in the $3 to $4 per employee per month, and this one is at $225, let me make sure. $250 per employee per month. So that's less than an hour's worth of attorney time, one hour per month. So it's very reasonable. All right, so let me finish here. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves Sarge Schneider Benefit Solutions as its third party administrator for Family Medical Leave Act Leave Administration for the proposal submitted March 18th, 2021. Number one, the estimated monthly fee is $132.50 based on current staffing, which will fluctuate with a minimum charge of $100. And the reason it will fluctuate is to have, if we hire more people or if people leave. So you just pay by the person until it gets down to $100. The price is guaranteed for 3 years from the effective date of 7/1/21. And the fee includes onboarding of staff, an assigned case manager, employer portal for access, employee communication and coordination throughout the process, management of documentation, FMLA workflow and return to work, real-time updates with the employer, and various means of customer service. The township administrator or trustee's appointed qualified management staff shall be the contact person. Can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I would like to add one more thing. If you're looking through the detailed information that was sent, that they offer COBRA, but we didn't need to look at that program because we're getting it free from our Medical Mutual of Ohio insurance program. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Okay, you as well, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll go ahead and move on back now. I guess we'll go with the police department. We'll go ahead and so Sergeant Carter, are you on line two tonight for the police?
I am. How you guys doing?
Okay. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Pretty good.
You have some reports?
Yes, I do. I have criminal stats for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So this is from March 10th through March 21st. We've had 428 calls of service in the last 2 weeks. We've had 30 reports. And we have made a total of 6 arrests in those 2 weeks. We have had 7 drug-related, some of this paperwork is a little scratched up, so it's kind of, pardon me. One on Jamestown Court, one on Broad Street, one on Brown Leaf, 2 on Altire, 1 on Harrisburg Pike, 1 on Broad Street. We've had 1 burglary, which was on Eagan Road on March 14th. Had 5 stolen vehicles, 1 on Hart Road on March 17th, 1 on Brown Road March 12th, 2 on Hart Road March 14th, March 16th, and 1 on Little Avenue on March 16th. We've had 1 recovered stolen vehicle on Hart Road on March 18th. In the last 2 weeks, we also had 6 weapon-related runs in Franklin Township. We also have had 2 robberies in the last 2 weeks, 1 on Harrisburg Pike, and 1 on Broad Street, both of them on March 12th. I can tell you basically about an hour ago, coming on air, I know our SIU and SWAT had a raid. I can't give out too many details, but in the Broad Street area, they grabbed a pretty decent amount of narcotics from that residence. I don't know if they're going to put it on media or not. If they do, obviously we'll share that. So I just wanted to pass that info along as well.
Was that one of the regular drug houses, Sergeant Carter?
No, it's not. What I understand, they just kind of found out recently about this place. So.
You just hit a free click, that's so going to
get real. Yes, it is. And that's what happened to you guys tonight. If you guys have anything for me.
No, I don't at the moment. There, does anyone have anything they need to discuss with Sergeant Carter? Probably thank you very much for your help. And you know what? I've got the chance to be in the same room with you yesterday and didn't know who you were.
That's okay. I know you guys were busy.
Well, I didn't know who you were. You see. And Lieutenant Grant, most people got to introduce me to you. So yeah, I'll get it. Thank you very much. You have a good night, okay?
You too. I'll be on here for a little bit longer if you have anything to come up.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay. All right, good night.
Thank you. Is Chief Smith on? Yeah, this is Kent Ratliff. I don't have anything, but I do want to say I want to thank Sergeant Carter for everything you guys and that idea. That guy works with our guys all the time.
Yeah, he seems like a really good guy, even though I didn't formally get to meet him there, but he seems like a super nice guy. So,
he's going to see him all the time.
And I'll tell you, I'm a pretty good listener. I felt my ears when he was telling us about the help of living in the thing with the EPA officer or whatever, the lady that he worked with on the EPA. We need to get to know that lady too. He's making small things to us there. I'll tell you enough for him. We could use this thing a little EPA help here and there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if she's around, we can get her name.
She retired. She just retired. Cindy's retired.
Cindy retired.
Yeah, Cindy retired.
Okay. Does she have any other close connection over there?
We have now Detective Conkle, who took her to box.
Okay. Well, we need to get looked up of hand then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll let him know that she likes talking to
him. Yeah, sounds great. Thank you very much. Okay, Lieutenant Ratliff, appreciate seeing work with you a little bit this week. Thank you for the help you gave me and everything, so appreciate that. You didn't have anything else you need to bring up right now then?
No, I mean, we've been really busy in the township.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you. I may want to talk to you. You're going to be in early in the morning. An issue or something like that, I'd like to talk to you in a few minutes.
It's my day off tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. Okay, I'll get you first of the week,
You can call me anytime.
Fire department, is Chief Wells here?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I sure can. I'm always hear you loud and clear for some reason. I don't know. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it short tonight. Just let the board know that we accepted Alex Markham's resignation as of April 1st. And, we hired a guy to fill that position already. So, let the board know that we did receive the resignation. We have an agreement annually with Marathon Oil about some foam trailers and stuff. I just want to let the board know that we're in the process now of dealing with it. We're going to send it off to Pete one time, just to take a good look over it, but everything seems to be moving along with it.
Okay.
Finally, engine 182, which is the 2019 Rosenbauer, the new engine that went back to South Dakota, as you guys are all aware. And while it is up there, there's a couple of things I wanted to get done with. One of them is to change the numbers on the truck. Since we no longer have a fire truck and a soil lab now, I'd like to have this truck reflect engine 193. Obviously, we'll be stationing our new truck in 193 in Frank Gray. So there's a little bit of a cluster when changing all the numbers on the truck and the decals and everything. Also, if you did a tire before it comes back, I received a quote on that. And we checked into getting steps. Right now, the steps to get into the cab are over 24 inches. And doing that several times a day is just, it's hard on the guys, and I think there's a big possibility of injury. So we wanted to add new steps or another step to the truck as well. So I'd like to ask the board for a resolution on that one. I believe you all received.
Yeah, did we have a dollar amount or an estimate on it, Jim?
Yeah, Yeah, the quote is for $5,256.50.
Okay.
The All-American Fire.
Okay. Do you have to call that All-American?
Yes.
Okay. I never had no one to say what it was. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I rounded up for you guys, and I put 20 cents, but I'll read it to you. Resolution to the All-American Fire Equipment to Repair Engine 192, be resolved by the board approving an expenditure of $5,256.20, is what I wrote, based on the quote of the same for All-American Fire Equipment to Repair Engine 192. But if it's 50 cents, just have it reflect that. So that doesn't have a number yet.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I'd make a motion to go ahead and pass the resolution to for the repair of the initial repair. Does it have a second on that?
I will second that, sir.
Thank you.
Robert. Yes, that's resolution 2021-056. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari? Thank you.
Okay. All right, Chief, is there anything else you need to add?
Just to let the board know, in mid-April, we'll be starting hydrant flushing, and we'll put out a Facebook website for everything when that comes along. I believe it'll be mid-April for the hydrant flushing. But that's all. Yes, sir.
Okay.
How many people do we have left on the station that we have fired on?
The original guys, or probably four?
Four? Okay, I'm just curious. Secondly, we have not seen the payment with value for our service vendor. Is that correct, Bill?
Yeah, we have not received anything for 2020. We have 2021 rolling up. It should be invoiced here real soon, and we got one.
Are they current, but are they in current status for value for when they're sold?
Oh, no,
no, they owe us some money. Mark and I was going to try to, I don't know, have you been able to contact them yet? I haven't been over there, Mark. I know you were trying to get in touch with someone.
Yeah, Pete, this is Mark. Pete, Griggs, and I are having a conversation next week with Corey Colombo, who was chair of the legal counsel, and he's going to be during that time, so.
Okay, thank you very much. I didn't know where you were at. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, they owe us money on the fire company. That was really both of 2020 and 2021 are both through now, aren't they, Chief?
Yeah, March is supposed to be built out, so I need to build out. But, you know, I'm just filling it out, obviously, but I know that they got one. But, you know, I'm not going to be paid for anything.
Okay. Well, there's one other thing that I wanted to cover with you. I've been trying to figure out this, building department thing. Didn't have a chance really to get up to you this week, but I did talk to Todd a little bit. I told him to not see you. I've only talked to him yesterday. So I told him to get an opportunity to talk to you a little bit. I'm still trying. Really, Todd is trying to help me come up with some solutions right now. As it stands right now, according to Todd, we only have AP alone in the whole township that really knows how to do these permits and things right now, building permits. So he says, whatever we do, he's going to have to train somebody, or however we want to do it. I didn't know. Have you had an opportunity to speak with him yet?
He stopped in today. I didn't have a. He was busy. He wasn't announced.
So I wanted to let you know tonight. I promised you I'd try to get an answer about this meeting, but I don't have an answer yet. So. I want to try to make that a priority. What about the trustees? Now, everybody is still in favor of keeping our building department up and running.
I know. Sir, I know that I am.
Yeah.
I think that we'll be able to work this out.
Okay.
Time.
Okay.
And, you know, with all the work that we've done to get it off the ground,
right.
I think that we can keep that. I just think it's, we're going to have some work to do ahead of us to try to shift gears, but I think I'm confident that we can do it.
Yeah, okay.
If we can bring in a full-time administrative assistant to kind of do the work, the paperwork on this stuff, then yeah, I'm for it. But if we can't come to an agreement on that, then I would be in favor of the state just taking that over.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm right there with you with the fact that, you know, that would be one of the things that the position would take.
Yeah. You know, the only thing is, look now, and the chief, you know, you don't ask for much. And when you talk, I listen, Jim, because you're not a crier or a whiner. You said you need God, and that's why I was wanting to try to push this as much as possible. Plus, in fact, I get you had made mention that the St. Arthur had preferred not to have fire. For some reason, I don't know why it matters, but apparently it does, having a fire person doing anything else, I guess. Is that your understanding of it, or what?
That's my understanding, coming from a few of the meetings with the auditor's office, that he doesn't like the mingling of the two departments, and it's due to payroll and retirement accounts, I believe. Mary is a little bit more familiar with that than I am.
Okay, well, maybe I'll ask Mary tomorrow or what the deal is. I don't get us in any more trouble with them or anything. Or maybe I'll call like Mark, because it's not long, and I think it is, something. All righty, well, I wanted to let you know I hadn't forgot about you on it, so it's still alive. Well, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for the sun and sound, right? Okay?
That sounds good.
Now, alrighty, sir, let's see what else we got here. Chief Wells. Steven, are we around here?
Yeah, I'm on out. Can you hear me?
Oh, it just reminded me, Robin, I was going to ask Mary, but she's already gone. We had, Robin, if you would make a note of this and check with Mary in the morning.
Okay.
We had voted on getting that paneling and stuff for Mr. Stevens to get the barn insulated out there, and so he was apparently Clio Construction. I don't know what the deal was exactly, but Clio Construction, we had a check issued. I remember signing the check. It was a minimum amount, $243 or something like that. I don't even know what it's for or why he wanted it, but we have the check there already issued, and I know I've signed it and everything. And the check has never been given to Mr. Stevens, I don't believe. Am I correct, Jim?
Well, that check would have nothing to do with anything going on within our building. I'm not sure what that check was for, but that has nothing to do with the road department.
That was
the
emergency
fix on the police building. I don't know if
Lieutenant
can chime in on this or not.
Yeah, no, he hasn't got his check yet. Okay. Okay. So that is not the check that I get.
No, Ralph, that check doesn't have anything to do with the project that we're working on and in the process of getting finished up.
No, I misunderstood it then. Oh, so is he waiting for money, for some money from you or us or whatever?
That
he's going to, I think, you know, $250 or a little bit less. Yeah.
Okay.
You said he can't have
enough.
getting hard to hear you, but I think you, I'm going to go ahead and mention.
I can hear you well.
So where we are now, for whatever reason, the board trustee and the township is saying that they're holding up the check for whatever reason that goes to him to be able to buy the supplies, get the supplies delivered to start it. And when I say the board trustee, that just means someone else is overseeing the resolution that is holding this up in order to get a payment out and it becomes a contract. I guess now we're looking into other things. I don't know why, but I guess we'll move orders with it as we can.
Okay. Well, let me check in for tomorrow. I was a little bit confused on that. As the judge has already done, I just wanted to find out what's wrong on it. So I'll ask around tomorrow,
Jim,
okay?
Chairman?
I know that they were asking for a lot of stuff that, that they have and that we turned it before. It's starting to get down to questions that decisions that should be the board's decision and not Mary's decision. It should be, like, for instance, they're wanting to know, or I, you know, different forms of insurance and things of that nature, which I know that they've turned in before when they've done work with us before. So,
okay.
What is the reason that this is a hot topic is because the longer we wait, we're going to have to rebid this. If you recall, Mr. Chairman, we started this in January.
Yep.
So, nothing is really getting done. So that the products are going up in price every month.
Yeah, building materials and things going up in price, that's for sure. So. Well, it sounds like something we really need to get ironed out. Let me check in for it tomorrow there, then, John. Thank you. Chairman, excuse me. Okay. Sure.
I just wanted to give a little bit of clarification on the, just a couple things. Mary has left, but I can give you a little bit of what my understanding is that the original, we'll start with the first statement about the $200 and some. That was not a check. It was a purchase order. There's no check that has been cut, okay? I have been instructed that we are to, we're waiting for a W-9, which is a tax form that is required, which we never obtained before. And also the invoice that we received from Trio Construction says net 30. The job was done 5 to 7 days ago. So we are still within our means of the invoice of a net 30. And all we need is a simple form that all businesses have. We're not asking for anything that's abstract. So we just need that form. And again, we still have time to pay within the agreement of the invoice of net 30. And as far as Jim Stevens' project, I would just recommend the chairman that you reach out to Mary Reinhart. She could probably give you more details. I don't have much specifics on that, but I think she's got more detail to help you with that.
We have the check, but we haven't sent it to him.
No, we have not cut a check, sir. We have not cut a check. You signed a purchase order.
I was just trying to provide a little bit of substance.
Well, if you're talking to Chauncey's name there, John, you'll tell him to get that paper at him, but he won't get his money in 30 days.
Well, this is Mr. Randall, can I ask a question?
To Robin? Robin, did we pay him all the money that we paid for the upgrades and remodels on our modular? We never had W-9 from that point?
No, sir. Unfortunately, the previous fiscal officer didn't know to ask for that. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an error in the past practice. So it is... It is something, like, I had a vendor pop in here today and give me an invoice for services that were provided, and I said, can you please get me a W-9? You know, so I'm trying to gather those. So this isn't just Trio Construction, just so everyone knows. This is, I'm trying to reach out to all vendors. When we receive an invoice or we're reaching out, you know, via email to obtain those as well. So it is a new step, but it's something that should have already been done.
You're essentially trying to get called out on it.
Correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you. If I may say something?
Sure. Today, Administrator Potts and I have reached out to Trio Construction via email and voicemail, and we have sent a contract to him for the project that will be taking place in the road department garage, and have also explained to him. I know Administrator Potts had left a voicemail for him to get a copy of the W-9N, and when I was texting back and forth with him today, he's working on getting all that. He should be pulling that contract paperwork and everything off the internet, hopefully today, and I've explained to him, you know, once we get the signatures from him, we get that paperwork back, we'll be able to put this thing in the process and start moving forward. So that's where we're at with that. All the paperwork we've got now, I think we've got it ironed out. It's just going to be in his hands to get signed.
You know, I've heard clarification. Jim is on the third little bit of rum, and I said, well, it needs to be checked out. What's reading the math and all that. So
we're trying to get everything put into place, Ralph, and so we can start moving forward with this.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Did you have anything else?
The only other thing I had on the agenda this evening, unfortunately, our ball was canceled this evening. I wasn't actually going to be on, so I had to turn everything over to Administrator Fox. But I can talk about it. It's that time of year again to enter into the salt purchasing agreement with ODOT, as we have for every year. At this time, we put into play a resolution to participate into the 21-22 salt program for this upcoming winter. We always end up doing this. We have to have this paperwork and resolution and everything turned in by the 1st of April. That way we can actually become a member if we don't do this resolution, and then we cannot be a partner in that program, which would mean that we would not be able to purchase salt, which would be bad. So I went ahead today and we got a resolution put together. Administrator Potts has that. I'll let him read that that resolution and what we're looking to do this year. We do that, and as in every past year, there's no political subdivision in the state of Ohio knows exactly at this time, but we never know that until ODOT actually gets all of their requests in, and we know exactly how many times they're going to have to really do the salt mines. And then once they do that, they put it out the bid, and then once it's out the bid and they receive the bid, that's when we find out what we will be charged per ton. At this time, we never know what that is. So we're just passing a resolution this evening to enter into the program. But I'll turn this over to Administrator Fox and let him go ahead and read it into the minutes.
Yeah, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to enter in the contract number 018-22 with ODOT for the 2021-2022 winter salt program. We received a total of 300 tons of road salt. It will cost not to exceed $20,000 if it comes out higher than that. And that's the body of the resolution. If it comes out higher than that, more money can be appropriated.
Right. Okay. So I'm making a motion to pass the resolution.
Second.
Did you get the second?
I second it, sir.
Okay, Ralph?
Okay. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and along with that resolution, which thank you for passing that resolution, Susan, but along with that resolution, there is a signature sheet that I will need to have the trustee sign. Administrator Fox has that. I have to get back on, go ahead and get it all scanned in, and then maybe I can run it around tomorrow and get a signature that way, and go ahead and go online and submit our order. I couldn't submit an order for 300 tons because this is this process.
Yes. I'll be in the office tomorrow, jam on it, get everything done, so receive me now.
Exactly
what time?
I'll be in around
1:30. Okay. Yeah. Noon Eastern is about what time I'll be there, probably 2 p.m.
Okay.
Chambers.
Yes, sir.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
You know, one of the things that, we don't talk about anymore is what we're going to fall. And where are you going to put this ball?
In the cell barn.
Yes. And we finally have room for salt down.
Yeah, I tell you, we were quite fortunate, and I'm hoping, and I'm getting my fingers crossed, that Mother Nature's done with us for this year, because we got down to a point to where we only went into contract for 150 tons of salt for this year. I cut it just a little too close. Now that we have the space to be able to put the salt in there and keep our fingers crossed that we won't be in that situation again, we're pretty grateful for that. That's why we're going to go for 300 ton this year. That will leave it within there. Hopefully, maybe have a little bit of carryover into 2022-23.
Sure. Now, one of the things, this is exciting to us, because didn't the salt go up with these storms if we would have had to buy salt?
Well, what ended up happening, and that's why I was saying, we really cannot, I know the fiscal office today said that they had to put a number to it. We've never done that in the past. We never know what that price per ton is, neither does any other political subdivision in the state of Ohio. But what we purchased I guess what I was getting at was what we ended up paying for salt this year. When we got down to the point that we were about to run out and we didn't want to get into that situation, the county engineer is kind enough to let us purchase some salt through them, but it costs us almost $20 more per ton to do that. And then when we run out of salt, and we can, fortunately, sometimes, but not all the time, go into contract with ODOT again, the price could go up as much as even $40 more a ton. So you're better off getting it now and not run out and then run into a problem.
So one of the things that it doesn't cost them anymore to keep it, and when the board agrees to go with that bigger salt line, it's actually paying for the salt because we're not having to pay the higher rate of salt that the old salt burn could not keep enough salt if it was a busy place.
And we've had situations in the past where, we'd normally go into contract for 250 ton, and I remember one year we went into contract for 250 ton and actually used 540 ton. So we ended up having to be back into another contract with ODOT, which at that time we paid $42 more per ton because we just didn't have any place to store it. Then if you go back 3 years ago, we had an excess amount of salt. We had no place to store it, but maybe 4 years ago. We ended up having to pay $80 per ton storage fee. Now we're in a situation we don't have to worry about that. And we really appreciate it.
So, Mr. Stevens, with the people that are listening, one ton, is that like one truckload or a truck transport?
You're talking about like when we take our trucks out?
Yes.
When we take our trucks out, we can put in, it really all depends on what we're actually working on, whether it's, we go out with a full truck load or just a couple bucket loads. We're putting in, 3-4 tons, 5 tons, somewhere around the area of that. When they bring in the big trucks to deliver it, they're bringing in 20 tons.
We're looking at $60 to $80 difference every time a truck goes out full to get to the higher price. And then lastly, how many tons will the new salt barn handle?
We could easily probably get 500 ton in there.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else, Jim?
No, Rob, that's all I have for this evening. But everybody button down the hatches this evening. It sounds like Mother Nature can give us some pretty high winds.
It does. It does. So anyway, now,
I wanted to mention about what's going on with the Trio Construction. The concern is liability and licensing. He does not have a commercial license. You have to have a commercial license, not a residential license, to do that work. Number two, we need to have, according to OTARMA, our insurance company, that there are certain things that they have to also have regarding insurance and having us as the secondary beneficiary. And we also have issues of how he, you know, it has to be insurance for the workers. One of the issues is that he is, you know, he's an individual as a company. He doesn't have any employees. But if he does have an employee, then he has to have either BWC insurance or he has to have the kind of insurance that goes through the City of Columbus. And most of the, I checked in with another government entity close by, and they have a process where they require their commercial contractors to go through the City of Columbus so that they have all of the necessary certifications for the individual licenses, corresponding to the meeting, so forth. They have a minimum of $300,000 for liability. All the things that need to be covered under our trauma agreement would happen if he were to be through the Columbus City contracting licensing. So there's just a lot of issues that we have to get resolved. It's just really more liability. Oh, and the other thing is that make a down payment on something that we have not received. And no other, and also the other government entity that I called, one of them, said that they never, ever pay a down payment, a deposit, on any commercial license. That it's assumed that they have enough to get through that first month.
They come to work or anything else.
A government entity can't prepay like that. They cannot pay for something they haven't received. And in this case, we would have come to order it. It's half of the cost, $7,000 and some. And he would be ordering the materials. They don't come for 2 weeks, and a public entity cannot do that because we can't. We're giving money for something we haven't gotten, and you have to have it before you pay.
Well, I didn't know that he didn't have the necessary licensing and things like that. I've heard some groaning complaints about it. Just started really your weakness.
He is licensed currently for home remodeling, and he's had one permit this year in Grove City. I don't know where else he might have had permits.
Okay, well, I guess I'm asking
a question. Yeah, there's quite a few concerns, and not necessarily problems, but just a complete, we have to have certain things in place.
Yes, sure.
All right, thank you. I've got to go now. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All righty.
Mr. Chairman, I think some of that information is incorrect because I know Mr. Riggs does have a commercial license. I think that he would be more than happy to bring in his license. Doing a Google search and looking for something that you don't find, I believe that the person that is the company to do the work should be the person that should be able to supply, whether they have it or they don't have it, versus not being able to find it on a Google search.
Correct. I would agree with that. Well, it's, you know, if he's sitting on the work, really, nothing happens. He's not sure to pay for it, I don't look after it. So, you know, there's kind of two ways to look at it, I guess. So as long as he's got everything in order, they can bring it in and we'll get it on the ball and get the ball rolling. I guess that's what we want to do. But, apparently that's what we're... Well, at least two of us wanted to get, to use the trio. Sakari. And so I don't know if he really was played or not. I know he was supposed to. The post and the fact that, the guy does good work, too. I saw him for a team's work. Obviously, it was just the fact that it was going down the turn. So, anyway, Chuck, I don't know if you talk to him tonight or in the morning or something. So, what the thing is, John, and let's see if we get a little late here, So that's about all
I'm going
to say right now.
Okay? I think you're on the questions now, Mr. Chairman. I don't see any that sent email to me.
Okay.
And I don't see any in the chat or any hands raised, unless there's anyone in the audience who now has a question if you want to take those, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just had a text from... from Chuck Riggs, and he was say something, but he's having trouble logging on. But real quickly,
okay.
I can get him on if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure, can get him on.
Okay, just one second.
Okay.
Just one second, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Riggs, sorry that you got cut off. I got you on my speaker to be able to speak to the board in regards to any of the classifications and things that you have. So whatever you would like to say, as far as your BWC, any of your residential versus commercial license, and et cetera.
I'm not going to be able to put any of that in the minutes because I cannot hear him.
Anyone in the room that had a question, no one's posting anything in the chat. I don't believe there's been anything emailed, and I don't think in the meeting notice online there's been any questions on the Facebook page. So.
Okay. All right. Does anyone in the meeting have any questions? If not, I'm going to dismiss. Okay. Everybody have a good evening.